You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest challenge gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge.
Well, hello, AfterBuzzers.
Okay, wait, no. What happened over there?
Had, like, MTV's Challenge. It happens every time. Challenge took us a little by surprise. Anyway, I am your host, Emily Harbert, for MTV's The Challenge, Battle of the Exes, Season 22, Episode 4, wow. Love the Way You Lie. We are in Season 22. How crazy
is
that?
Crazy.
And I am
Paula's
joined.
Like, how old?
Yeah, exactly. <Okay. laughs> I am joined by our wonderful producer here at AfterBuzz, Kevin Undergaro.
Thank you very much for letting me sit in.
Of course, I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
I've missed this show. I know.
Great show.
And across from me, we have a real worlder herself, Alex Govare.
Hi.
Alex, too good for this. We've talked, right? You're never going to take this step in your career. You're not going to be a challenge person. It's just
I'm not too good for it.
We're one and done with the real world.
I'm not too good for it. I just don't think I could handle that level of drama, especially like the deep-seated drama that people have had for years.
The politics.
It was hard enough for me to live in a house where people had drama that lasted for days, much less people who, like on the exes who have issues that have been going on for 4, 7 years, 22 episodes.
If we ever start living out of a van, though, we might just have to go.
Byron. We have Byron Bartlett here joining us.
Able-bodied guitarist.
Stand-in boyfriend.
Only when
Very
I need
nice.
One.
Yeah, you don't want to, would you want to be sitting back and watching her on this?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I just like going through this last real world experience. That's just
I think I would do well with the physical challenges, though.
Really?
Because I was on the national gymnastics team for Zimbabwe, and I love that sort of stuff.
Really?
Listen to this. I never knew this. Wait, did we ever know this? The national.
No.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I'm obsessed with gymnastics. I literally, that's like my one thing.
And also your background in science.
And wait, we forgot to introduce the wonderful Mari Fagel. She has the Britney mic tonight.
I love it. You gotta sing Britney.
You have
song.
The Britney mic.
Oh my God!
We call it the Britney mic.
That's called the Madonna mic.
We call it the Britney mic.
I didn't know you were going to talk.
You mean the Gaga mic?
I thought I was supposed to be silent. Phil yelled at me to be silent.
No,
you're
it's
in.
Fine.
You're here.
I'm going to so
bring your mic up to your mouth, though. If you're going to be Britney,
you gotta do the dance move.
And it's called Madonna. Come on.
Okay, so let's get into the show. We started off, everybody's chilling in the Dominican Republic. A lot of Diem, and Diem throughout the entire season is constantly like venting to everybody on like borderline about to cry about her relationship with CT. It's obviously really still
and
bothering.
And he's very chill.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's all she talks about. It's probably all that they're showing us of the conversations. Yeah. And I'm sure people in the house are also asking her about it a lot, seeing as they're in the challenge together.
But that's most of what we see. I know in our little game we've been playing, she's said, I thought I was going to marry him twice already this season.
Wasn't she the one that broke it off?
Yeah, and she was.
She did, which is the crazy part.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I know, right?
I want to marry you, but I also want to break up with you.
You can tell out of the entire house, they have the most, like, biggest issues history. And biggest history is the right word that I was looking
for. Yeah, it's the most serious. Yeah. Some of them you can tell are just like random hookups, or it was just so long ago. Yeah. Others have become friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's she's troubled by it.
I loved them as a couple. I didn't particularly love CT in the earlier seasons when I feel like he was just kind of super boyish and getting in a lot of fights, but I did love them as a couple, especially because to me they're so different. You know, CT's
they balanced each other out.
He seems like he's grown up a lot though. I mean, he seems like a very chill guy.
I look at him as your classic anti-hero.
Yeah.
You know, in like movies. It reminds me of like Brando on the Waterfront. Like kind of badass that's
And girls like it. I think.
They do like
it. We've talked about it. We've talked about it a lot this season, how last season he came in and he was like macho, like warrior, like you don't want to mess with him. And he's definitely considerably calmed down this season.
And maybe it's because DM's there.
Because of DM. So anyways.
But actually, let me tell you, you know what? I think last year was when he was humanized. I mean.
Because of Adam?
His journey with Adam was incredible. Yeah. Like, you know, most of these guys on this competition, that when Adam blew that last challenge, most of these guys would have been like, you blew it, you cost me all this money. How many times did you see Kenny ripping apart Wes, remember at the end? Like, you idiot, dummy. And that's what those guys do. And yet there's CT, puts his arm around him and is like, you know what? Are we friends now?
In the last
He did. Yeah. He really did.
And CT's not a dummy. He knows down the road he's probably going to see him again. You know?
Yeah. No, he doesn't care about that. And I know personally, oh no, this guy just, that's it. He just throws it out there and like, there's no game plan. There's no long term. I think the only thing he had in his mind last season was, if I throw a punch, I'll get kicked off and I'm going to restrain from that. And
keep a cool head.
But other than that, it's what you see is what you get with him. And it's great. And we saw him evolve last year and now we're seeing, but we saw even that softer side with, who was the girl last year that he wasn't really hooking up with, but they were getting very chummy.
Laurel.
And we were seeing that softer side. And it's,
he's always had a softer side. Yeah. I feel like it's just
Those earlier times of seeing him, the original Real World Paris, I mean, no, he was a brute.
He did not mess around.
What do you guys think? Oh, sorry. Well, I was just going to ask what you guys think. Do you want them to get together?
I do want them to get together. I kind of like them. I really like them. I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyway, so they came together finally. Like, a lot of they haven't been doing well in the challenges because they just can't agree on strategy. Mm-hmm. But they came together, they had a little talk, and I think he complimented her, and she was like, oh my God, you said something nice about me. You said something.
Not that feeling's like.
Hey, I compliment you a lot.
But yeah, so.
This is not our battle.
Okay, move on.
So they've kind of decided, I would say, to call a truce pretty much at this, at least for challenge.
Is she a good athlete?
She's fit. I know that, right? She's very fit. She works out a lot, but I don't know if that makes someone a good athlete. I'm not sure. I haven't really seen
her. Well, it's better than some of the other slobs we've seen.
Yeah, I haven't really seen her compete, so I don't know. Yeah. I was actually wondering that today because she said something like, I don't want to be the anchor holding CT down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? I thought you were are really fit. So.
I think she's always kind of just been average. I don't think she's ever won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. No. She's always kind of just been in the middle, never really. She was never too behind. She was never the girl who was like too drunk to compete. She was never that girl. But she's not like Emily is. Mm-hmm. She's not.
Yeah, in comparison
crazy.
To somebody like CT, too, I'm sure she feels that little bit of inadequacy.
Because he's so,
he's so like male bravado. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's get it done.
And like we said a lot of the challenges aren't even necessarily about how physically fit you are. A lot
puzzles.
Of it is just it's luck, or, you know, the first challenge with the honey when Sarah and Vinny did really, really well just because he had more surface area in his body for the honey. So you never really know how
it's
gonna...
It was like great because, I mean, I think we'll touch on it later, but something in this episode really brought up that whole like mental aspect of it. You know, it's not just a physical challenge. Yeah. It's mental. It gets in your head.
I think the stunt coordinators, it's such a challenge for them. I know I've spoken to some of the producers and they're saying how it's increasingly hard because over the years it really has been about the biggest and the strongest. And so the got people like, say, Kahata, if you guys remember him, was like, he was in shape, but he was a smaller guy, or like Adam. Mm-hmm. It's not designed for them to win, so it's better now when they when the stunt producers come up with those ones that involve your brain or they involve wit or just...
The best was last week, which was like trivia, and it's always the most fun challenge to watch because you're like, are these people really that stupid that they can't spell these words?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, it really is like, are you?
And a lot of the trivia was easy, but some of the questions were just random and hard.
Some of them were random. Some of it
was pop culture, which not everybody knows about.
But, and you are like elevated. Obviously, you can fall in water.
Do you guys like that, or do you like the strongest surviving?
I loved the challenge, the trivia.
You like the curveballs?
I like it when a challenge is kind of thrown off and you really don't know who's going to win, rather than certain challenges where I look at the strongest person and I'm
it's got to be an even playing field, you know, like we see like repeats every once in a while of like the final challenges in the dome or whatever, and you know, the reason is like, I really like that concept of evening the playing field, because I could be like, okay, you're buff, you're fast, boom, done, you know. And there's no betting in it.
Anyways, but we'll get into the challenge in a second, but Jasmine and Tyree were a big part of this episode. And during the party in which they all decided to use face paint, I don't know who brought all those face paints
them.
The animal party. But
Robin the vampire.
Robin the vampire.
They turn into bats.
Who, can I just say, animal. She used to be, and maybe it's because she has a child now, but she used to be very social. She was quite the party
very
girl.
Very much so. I think you had mentioned it during the show. Yeah. I think the children now.
Yeah. I don't know why you would be on the show if you have a child.
She always says she loves it.
You know who's apparently not social? And who you guys haven't brought up yet?
Who?
Steve the Steamer.
Where is he?
I didn't know he was on the line.
Oh, that's because he's quiet.
Hey, what's up?
Steamer. Hi.
Steamer, what's going on?
Oh my God, we so need you.
So, Jasmine and Tyree got in a little bit of a fight. He was fighting with, who was the other woman he was fighting with? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it started with somebody else, and she actually.
It wasn't Diem.
Paula?
I thought it was, no, it wasn't Paula. I have no idea.
Looks like someone
Steve,
blonde.
Yeah. Steve, who was it? Who was he fighting
was
with
he
in
fighting
the kitchen?
With?
At the animal party.
Tyree?
Yes.
Emily was shit-talking about him. I forget who she was talking to, but I think that's what started, like, the Tyree hate, and then Jasmine got in on that.
Yeah.
And Jasmine, for all the craziness we've seen from her, she was actually kind of calm in how she was talking about him.
Mm-hmm. Considering last season, she
but she was from when she was from Houston.
Yeah, when she was breaking mirrors. But
I think it's just because she doesn't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like Tyree does care. That's why it gets heated. Yeah. Jasmine's just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, I don't think. So they went to the challenge into Rolling in the Deep was our challenge.
Right.
Where you had to grab on to a log and it would spin across the lagoon. And when you would fall, you would have to swim and ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
And
dizzy.
And it's one of those things where I was starting to realize the longer you hung on really wasn't such a good idea.
Not your swimming skills.
You got more dizzy and you didn't get that much space. If you notice, when the guys hung on longer and they fell, the girls were at the same spot as where they fell.
Yeah.
So it really, you know, probably would have been better sense to just get off fast and swim.
Was it Johnny and Camilla that jumped off quick, or who was the couple?
One couple did, and they was it Ty and Emily? I can't remember.
I think it might have been Ty and Emily. It was
Ty and Emily.
Yeah,
and look at they almost won.
Yeah, he does like, I don't
but
want
also,
her spun out and dizzy.
CT and Diem, that was originally their strategy. That was what CT wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Diem
wanted to hold on.
Nope, I want to. And they did okay. They did better than they ever have. But anyway, so
I'm just mad that every single challenge involves water, because I feel really bad for anyone with nappy hair. Because I would hate that.
And also, I think what a lot of people don't realize, too, is it's hard swimming in a life jacket. It's a lot harder swimming in a life jacket than it is just regularly.
Really?
I've had to do it.
I'm a horrible swimmer.
Yeah, it's actually because it's very, like, counterproductive.
That's because you have little arms. Because you're a little girl.
Like that.
No, but
if you're bigger, which some of the guys are, did you guys notice how they were floating across the water?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's almost like being in
gliding.
A boat. You can really go fast if you have.
And if you're a bad swimmer, it's helpful because I, for example, get really, really tired. So that'd probably be the only way I could make it from where I drop to the bell.
Drag's got to take a factor into it. Like, you know, when swimmers like shave their head or have the ball caps or whatever. I mean, I think I agree with you, Emily, on this, is that a life jacket has a lot of drag and resistance to it. So
it does. It will also. also, they aren't wearing like big, big ones. They are more fitted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it is, it does weigh you down a little bit.
Yeah, I believe that.
It does. I was actually really impressed by Jasmine after Tyree fell on her.
You know why? Because blacks can't swim, is right? Is that why you were? What? No? Is that why?
No. Especially the views of. Yeah, can we
push the button?
Push the button there. Anyways, so.
By the way, Robin, you know, as an athlete, kind of lame.
Yeah, she is. I don't.
I'm trying to watch because
I've never really seen her perform.
Also, for a lot of these challenges, she's very like top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
She's very. It's like you have to be. Yeah, she has like a very feminine,
curvy body.
Yeah, curvy body. Like when you are holding on to.
She's not like Emily, like all ripped. The reason I root for that team is I you know, Marcus, he's old, you guys.
Yeah. Is he really?
How old is he?
He must be mid-30s.
No, he's in his early 40s.
Steve,
how old is he?
He's at least 40.
Where's Mark from? I didn't know who Mark was until this
season. He's from the first season of Road Rules, you guys.
Oh, my
really?
God.
First season of Road Rules?
Yeah, he's gangster. I love it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So I totally root for, I mean, like.
Yeah, no, he's won before.
How many more of these does he have left in him, Steve, do you think?
He can go for at least another 5 years.
Right, because he is. He's so built.
Yeah, he's a guy, too. Really, I feel like if you got like a 45-year-old alum trying to compete, it'd be a lot harder than a man.
But you know what's interesting? They don't call to it, which is interesting. And I know, and Steve, you know, too, like how weird would it be, you know, at that age, to be in bunk beds with people next to you, right? Isn't that like...
Yeah, you're a 40-year-old man. It's like you're back in camp.
Isn't that just like... That's kind of tough, too. Don't you think, Steve?
But he's like always been in that lifestyle. Like he's been in like the reality world.
I think
like
he enjoys it. I don't think he'd be there.
Wait, let him speak, you guys.
So it's not like he's out of it and then coming back in. Like he's known Johnny since Johnny came on. And he's... They're the same core of people, so I don't think it'd be as bad as like if he took 10 years off.
Like if it was us,
came back.
Yeah, he's almost like institutionalized.
Yes, it's also like
as a lifer.
I kind of part of me wishes they had like an old school versus like new.
Well, that would be really interesting.
Now that you threw that out there, you know they probably will.
Because the thing is too, like in the olden. I'm not going to say like the first ones. It was so much
original,
less about
the original,
not the olden days. It wasn't really about the polit. It was just kind of like who likes each other and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine like Veronica and Coral up against these ones?
I'd like to see Ruby.
No, I would love it.
I'd love to see Ruby.
Like they you know, would. It would be insane.
You guys, this brings up a great point. And I want all you guys to weigh in this. Because for me, you know, Steve, you've watched so many of these. I remember watching a lot of them the last few years. I kind of took last year off. I'm seeing so much camaraderie and cheering for one another.
Yeah,
Do you guys see more? I'm seeing more than I ever saw.
I hear Johnny cheering from the sidelines in every dome.
It's so much about the alliances. It's just like, and
but they're
I think
all cheering for like there's very few like rivals now. I mean, Steve, what do you think?
It depends who you're looking at. Like, obviously, they're going to be cheering for the team that they want to win. But, like, Johnny obviously wasn't cheering for Rachel and Anissa.
He wasn't, no. So there was definitely a division there. But if you take that out, I mean, it's a little bit too much of a love fest for me because it seems like in the past you'd have people cheering for their people. Mm-hmm. Then remember, it was like this group, that group. One by one, I'm going to pick them. I'm going to pick this group. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick this group apart one by one, blah, blah. I mean, I swear, with Wes gone... That might have something to do with it.
Well, here, maybe Steamer, if you guys have an opinion on this, there's so many challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they kind of care less that they're like, okay, if I don't win, I'll come back in a few months?
Yeah, they've been doing
and
this
then,
for a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like, and here's the thing. I mean, it is a lot of money, but it's like, I'm sure they all have other... Do they really do it for the money, or is it just kind of for fun?
I think it's probably a combination of
things. Yeah, it's probably...
Or maybe it's just that over time, they don't care to sit around and hate on each other as much as they used to.
And they've bonded, right?
They have like a little niche that they form. That's a core group of people that are part of, you know, the challenges in the real world cast that keep coming back.
And I feel like even people who like hate each other on these things still feel some sort of camaraderie because they're all experiencing something that other people aren't. You know, they're the only people who can really relate to each other. And then in this one, I also think that them throwing in the whole relationship exes thing kind of gave people other drama to think about.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are thinking about what's going on with their partners and their relationships rather than what's going on with the rest of the house.
I think, and I think too, like most, I mean, it's very rare when two people hate each other for a long, long, long period of time. Mm-hmm. It's rare.
Especially if you have to watch it on TV and see how nasty you eventually, sometimes.
You eventually kind of soften up, or like you said, because you're sharing this experience together. And if you, I even know people in our business that where that, you know, I'm enemies with, let's say. Mm-hmm. But the minute an outside force would criticize that, the first one to defend them. And you see, like, you know, Emily, like, how many of the stars do you know that hate each other, but yet when an outside force...
It's okay for me to hate them, but
that's right.
For
but when the civilians, when the outside forces come in and hammer them, they're the first ones to stick up for them, you know, come to their rescue.
Yeah, when you got a camera, like, on your face constantly, even though you tend to forget about it after a while, you still choose your words very carefully. Yeah. Like, I think even in this episode, you noticed Mark, who he's like, look, I'm friends with her. I'm not going to throw her under the bus. And you could see him, and he's been doing it for a while too. So he was choosing his words about Rachel very carefully. And I'm like, there's a seasoned vet right there. Yeah. And that's where this game has gotten.
Well, anyways, so just quickly, Jasmine and Tyree lose the challenge.
Right.
Oh, but Jasmine put up a really good fight.
She did.
Yeah, Mark and Robin barely by like a second almost lost. Johnny and Camilla beat Emily and Ty.
And by the way, I know you guys are all like loving those two. You know,
I love Johnny and Camilla.
I think they're so cute.
And I'm so glad because everybody, my other co-hosts who, I miss you guys, I love you guys that aren't with me here tonight, but all of them hate Johnny.
Really?
He's a funny dude.
He's a little bit cheeky, or has been in other challenges.
That's a character. That's why you watch
him. He's tactful, but I don't hate him for that. I just think he plays the game and he knows what he's doing, and that's fine.
My theory on Johnny is he reminds me of a villain in either a sitcom or it could be a drama. But if you notice, after like season 6, 7, 8, they're no longer the villain.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they kind of start bonding with the other people. And with him, I'm seeing him cheer for more people, coach more people. He's being much more decent.
I think a lot of people don't like him simply because he plays the game and he really plays it versus just coming in and competing and going to bed. He in past challenges has been all about forming alliances in the politics and has kind of become the top dog, which I think a lot of people don't
like. And he's a great athlete too.
Well, one thing weird, a big part of it was Johnny and Rachel's relationship, this, which I didn't know Island was 4 years ago, and Rachel was like, it was 4 years ago. And a lot of the drama on the show is
from
from 4 years ago. I don't know why she was surprised. But Steamer, was it only the island? Or was it something else? Do you remember? I don't know.
I think that was the last time they were together. It was the island, because I think she only did the duel two after that, and Johnny wasn't on that. And the island, Johnny played an incredibly grimy game.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He did.
That was him at his peak of evil.
Yeah that was...
that's why I started hating him, was that season.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he was evil. He was cheeky.
The island, he was disgusting.
Yeah, because that's when they really screwed over Paula, right? It was like him and Kenny really screwed over Paula.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to get Evelyn.
Yeah, they just went on their little boat and won the money.
I remember that.
And, oh, my, that was insane. But anyway, so...
But I wonder, is that evil? Not that I would go on and I wouldn't want to go on and like cheat everybody, but is it evil to kind of plot and
devil's advocate over here.
Well, listen, no, you know what?
Because I just want to give you a closing viewpoint.
But you know what I learned tonight? It's not actually a competition. It's a challenge.
As the wonderful Paula said, Paula, knew you were so profound?
Yeah, well stated.
Top, like, that was like, top quote in challenge history. Because it's so true. This was when Robin was crying and she was trying to build her up. But, who knew?
Like, Robin's going off the train tracks like she's known
does
to do.
Every...
And it's great. And it was, you know, it's, listen, you know, I'm good at these, what you say, I always get screwed out of competition. She's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And it's not a competition. It's a challenge.
If you realize with Robin, it's, you would think if she was crying and it was like she was crying about the politics and she was crying about all this, she would have actually been the one to be thrown in to the elimination round. She wasn't even thrown in. She just found out that they were talking about her behind her back. And it's like, this show, what else do they do but talk about each other behind everybody's back?
Also, like, she's a mom now, you know, so she's like super sensitive to that kind of stuff, as you know, like
even more than what she's been in the past,
even more so than she would be in the past. And it's like you reach a certain point in your life when you're like, man, what am I going to say? Enough is enough. Like, if you got a thick skin, you can handle it, but after a while, you're
like we were talking about,
when is the drama and the fighting? When do people tire of that?
Like, some people freak out and throw stuff and get wasted. She's obviously breaking down. Yeah, like, look, I can't handle this.
Steamer, what was her original season?
San Diego.
She was San Diego.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a Brad. Brad.
That was a great season. That was I liked that season a lot.
Yeah. Oh, Randy. Oh, that was
Jamie Chung was on that season.
Yeah, who's now like a legit actress. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, so after a lot of debating, there was a fight at a club, pretty much between Anissa, Rachel, and Johnny.
By the way, we were all excited they went to the club. We all seemed to like that.
I love it. I love watching them go out because these challenges haven't really been showing the social aspect so much, and I want to see people put boobs in other people's faces.
Ty's face and
that's
Paula's
why
boobs.
I watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's talking about her boyfriend back home. Yeah.
Steve, isn't it nice to see them, you know, leave? Like, it seems like the last few seasons they've really been stuck in the fishbowl. And I know, hearing from producers, by design they like that. They just like to pump the booze in them and make them stir crazy so they go more batty. Yeah. But I love, don't you love when they go out to different venues?
It definitely changes the dynamic of the whole thing. It gets them out. Like the last episode or two episodes ago, we saw what happened when Vinny got out and he had his little meltdown. So it's getting them out of like the compound and just spices up a little bit more.
What meltdown? Mm-hmm. He just ripped her shirt off. Big deal. Meltdown.
Oh, Mandy with that trashy ass shirt. Anyways.
That's right. She was asking for it.
She was so asking for it. So asking for it. No, but anyways, we saw Diem let loose.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of thought her and CT were going to make out.
I did too. I was waiting for it.
Here's the problem, I think. The only thing that I haven't seen, maybe it's because of this Battle of the Exes, this format, or it's because they're all kind of so close that a lot of them have brother-sister relationships now. Mm-hmm. There aren't as many, like, random makeout
sessions.
Has there
been any sex?
No, I
don't
know.
I don't think there's been any sex.
There's been no.
Because they're seasoned vets.
That's what it is. Exactly.
MTV, what are you doing? Yeah. Where's the sex?
No, we need another fresh meat
you
season.
Do. Yeah, you do.
You've, more random.
You've got to bring in some new bums.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, and you look at it like, I mean, come on, Mark's like, what do we say? He's in his 40s?
Yeah.
40s? I mean, these people...
Robin's talking about how she's a mom now.
Yeah, she's a mom now. These people have been doing it a long time, and that's great, but it's like...
But we need to balance it off with some.
Yeah, you need your psychos from the earlier seasons that still got that crazy juice in them,
I'm waiting for Johnny and Camilla to hook up, CT and DM.
But wait, let's back up. What is with... Speaking of all this, you guys, and I'm going to start with you, Steamer. What is with Abe and Cara Maria? Are they exes, or are they together?
They're together during the show, but aren't they very back and forth?
Are they exes, Steve? What is the deal?
It just sort of seems to fluctuate. Like, I thought they were together, then on the previous show for this, they were like kind of saying that they broke up, but it seems like they're together, so no one seems to really know.
But they're cuddling in bed all the time, they're kissing on the lips.
Well, they're playing that up.
I think Cara Maria described it really well. I think it was the last episode or the one before. She said it's like a very manic relationship. Like, when things are bad, they're really, really bad. But when they're good, they're really, really good. So probably they're kind of at that good point right now. Mm-hmm. And they will probably spontaneously combust. But
bipolar relationship.
It's definitely a bipolar relationship.
And I feel like Ty and Emily, you would think on paper, would be an amazing couple. Mm-hmm. And she is just not into him. You know,
I don't think he's into her either.
No, they're like, we're business. It's all like, let's win together. But you know what?
I don't know if this is the right, but it was borderline, like, in their season, like, an abusive relationship on both their parts, really. Like, she was kind of, he's so physically, like, out there. And they would, like, full on wrestle each other. And it was actually really unhealthy. It was like there was no, it was very like lustful, and that's how they expressed their emotions. Yeah, they never really hooked up,
right? It was just a back and forth.
It was kind of like flirtation. They probably kissed a few times, maybe slept together once.
Steve, do you like freshman 15 Emily, or do you like new college graduate?
I like this one.
This one, yeah, me too.
She is so buff. Yeah. Anytime she has her abs on, I'm just like, oh,
I mean, you know, I was telling these guys, she's I think Division I basketball player. I mean, I think Northeastern.
Wow.
And where Reggie Lewis came out of. I mean, she's a legit baller. But now that, you know, she trimmed down and ripped up, it's like, you know, they're the favorites to win, I think.
I would not want to be in a dome with her.
Well, the thing is, she was in...
It's them and Bananas. I think that I was just watching them. I feel like that's the finals.
Yeah. What was it... what was it called? It was the one where they had the gulag. I think it was the three teams.
Cutthroat.
Was that her first season? And she was a rookie, and she stayed throughout the entire... Yeah, I don't think her team won, but she got to the final, and she was a rookie.
So she got to the final, like her and Jen, to the blue team. Yeah. That was the one where Ty like threw a plan on it. Like,
That was crazy. Yeah, that was insane.
That's why I wish they had, like, the rookies did better, because I like to see... I mean, just for characters, I would like to see Nate and Priscilla make it longer than just the first
I would have loved to watch them.
Okay, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought up Nate. It was another person. I thought it was just, like, he was just so special because they all loved him. Yeah. And I don't think it's because he's so special. There's just too much of a love fest. The rookies were always hazed and hated and messed with.
Yeah.
And Johnny was cheering him on, and they were all sad to see him go. And I'm like, this isn't the show anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's because, I mean, Nate's got his own angle where he's like a very, very personable guy.
Definitely fun guy.
Fun guy.
Fun guy to drink with, the whole thing.
Point, though. Yeah. As far as physical
I would
activity,
never want to be on his team, though.
Yeah. No, exactly. No. I mean, it'd be fun to be like, hey, dude, let's get a beer, buddy.
That's it.
If it comes out of
Steve, by the way, Steve, did you hear that Alexander with us was on the national team of Zimbabwe for gymnastics?
I did not.
And I'm okay.
Very
so
impressive.
Right, and so like here, I thought you were going to be this. It was because you were so dainty.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, God. Well,
this is Kevin's pitch right now.
Actually, I don't want
him
to do it.
Don't give him any ideas.
I did when I first met her. I remember saying, hey, you know what? It's more TV time.
And
stay.
I was like, no, Kevin.
Stay in the game. But no, I know everything else that's going on with your music and everything like that. No, I actually don't think so. I think it's interesting though that's the level of athlete you are. You continue to fascinate
me. You'd be really good at, like, speaking of, X marks the spot, which was our elimination round in which Tyree and Jasmine went
up against...
You would have
been fantastic with them.
Anissa and Rachel. And we were all kind of surprised because that was the first dome challenge. I guess you can call it a challenge. And... usually they recycle them, but not that quick. But the way I looked at it, Steamer, if you agree with me, the other ones are usually very physical, and it's like guy versus guy, then girl versus girl.
Even the play of
It wouldn't have been fair if Tyree was to go up with one of those girls. It
was either X marks the spot or go fish.
Yeah.
One or the other to keep it even.
So do you think that's probably the only time we'll see something that quickly?
I would think so, but what happens if Rachel and Anissa get thrown in next time?
Oh,
do
they
do that one
true.
Again? Or do they have to come up with even another challenge?
They're just running out of ideas.
I mean, that's the whole problem when they cast two females together.
Yeah, like, I'm actually surprised.
You can't have them do what Leroy and Wes did, since we have a blowout.
I'm surprised Rachel and Anissa have come this far because, honestly, in the beginning, I thought they were at a very severe disadvantage because they were both girls, and I know a lot of challenges involve, like, male strength, and I'm really impressed that they've made it this far, although they haven't had a lot of challenges that really involve, like, upper body strength.
Yeah, I mean, even look at, like, that first one, the honey one or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there are guys, like, if you have more surface area, you're obviously going to be able to carry more honey back, but that's not a strength bravado task, and I really like to see them evening the playing field, you know, because there are things that are just either endurance or just strategy, and that's really what it's about. It's a challenge. It's about strategy. It's not about, like, if you want to win, go home and, you know, eat steroids and do dumbbells for 24 hours a day, and you're just going to win, you know?
Or like I said last time, it wouldn't be dramatic, but I'd love to see a challenge where it's just about how you perform in the challenges physically as an individual, and there's no voting off. It's just the second to last and the last team compete against each other in the dome every time.
Well, it was interesting because this challenge, I know they tried to kind of downplay the alliance thing, having the power couple and the person who goes in last automatically gets in. Mm-hmm. So because of there's just one team deciding and one team automatically goes in, you're not going to vote your friends in, but it isn't as much strategy as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what we haven't talked about is the is Mark. Did you guys think that Rachel did toss Mark under the bus, or was that made up?
I would not be surprised.
We didn't see it on camera, though, so you never know.
You never know. I think it was a little... Here's the thing. Camilla's not an angel, but I think it was definitely a little kind of out there, a little to just make up, like, off the tip of your tongue.
I don't know that
she, story was too detailed.
I don't know that it was entirely made up, but... Looking at Johnny's history, and this is where I will kind of talk about how he schemes, part of me did wonder if maybe at some point when they weren't being filmed or they were in the pool, because I remember, for example, during The Real World, when you're in the pool, you're not mic'd. So that's kind of when sometimes people would get off and sneak and say things to each other. I wonder if he might have said, hey, bring this up next time we're talking or something like that. Maybe, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if he's that conniving, but
Steve,
it would be
think?
Interesting to find out.
I think you get waterproof equipment.
Steamer, what do you think?
I think she might have, like, thrown Robin under the bus and inadvertently did it with Mark, but I don't think she would directly send Mark under the bus like that.
Gotcha.
It just doesn't seem like her character.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel's no angel, though, either. Rachel's had some scheming.
I think she'd be loyal to Mark, considering, like, as you pointed out, in the Duel 2, those two work together. They made it to the end together.
How did the Duel 2 work? I thought the Duel was individual, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but, like, if you won the challenge, like say Mark won the challenge, he would pick the female. Let's say he would pick Rachel, and then Rachel would pick a male. Then that person would pick a female. So they were always joined up with like another person of the opposite sex.
Oh, okay.
Regardless. Yeah, so that's the way just the way it worked out, where he would always save Rachel. Rachel would save him. And then they would go down the line with their alliance with Brad and Landon and all that.
You know, cutting to what happened with X Marks the Spot, I don't see that they're going to be a threat. To the girls are going to be a threat. I don't think they're going to be a threat to Johnny. I think and I kind of knew that that Tyree and Jasmine were going to get eliminated. I think the girls dodged a bullet. I think they're next. I think that Robin is a very weak link for our aging veteran.
Yeah.
And it's going to get interesting as it gets down to it. I still feel it's going to be Johnny and Camilla and
definitely. Well, there's
and
three
Ty
teams.
And Emily.
There's
and CT and Diem.
CT and Diem, if they can get on the same page, they can't. They
I think
can't
they will.
Seem. No. You think so?
Mm-hmm. You think they will?
Maybe they will.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's just.
What do you wait, and what do you about you guys, Paul and Dunbar? No.
Meh. No. We'll see. We'll go into predictions after. Let's. Anything else, or do we want to?
Let's
commercial
go to commercial
break.
And let's do your little like fun little game you have here.
Fun little game.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
So, welcome back. If you have been following along, you will know that we have started a little AfterBuzz challenge fantasy game me and my regular co-hosts have been playing. So just to update you guys, Team Roxy / Frank, she is now at 70 points. She got, her team is Robin, Ty, Dunbar, and Emily. She got 5 points because Robin cried.
Wow.
Jesse, they are tied. He got, his team is Cara Maria, CT, and Anissa. He got 5 points for Anissa fighting, and 15 points for elimination, for Anissa winning the elimination. So a total of 20 today.
It's about to replace fantasy football.
And then me and Nicolette. Nicolette has Paula, Diem, and Rachel. Paula got minus 5 points today for mentioning her boyfriend at home. And 15 points for winning the elimination. So now she has a total of 215 points. And my dominant team, I have Camilla, Johnny, Jasmine, Mark, Abram, and Tyree. And I got, Camilla got 35 points. 25 for TJ saying, you guys killed it.
Oh, awesome.
And 10 for the challenge. Johnny was the same, also got 35 points. Jasmine got 5 points for fighting with Tyree and 5 extra points because she was in makeup, like a costume slash face paint. Tyree got 10 points for fighting. The fighting is kind of arbitrary.
Right.
Like between five, it depends how much you're screaming, pretty much. Tyree got 10 points for fighting and then the extra 5 points for being in a costume, which puts me at 285.
So you're in the lead.
I am in the lead.
Very nice.
Because I have an awesome team. But however, I had all 6 of my players, but 2 of them are leaving me this week. And they are.
So now you're down. Always, yeah, we'll see what happens.
They're always so strong, Jasmine and Tyree.
I remember there was
really
a fantasy
sad.
League when I was doing the real world, and I got like 10 points total throughout the season.
Frank,
I cried, and I mentioned my boyfriend.
Frank, I think, beat Snooki every week, which is, that's really hard to do. That's like an accomplishment when you can beat Snooki. Like, that's, so I'm in first, Nicolette's
Byron,
in
were
second.
You were you the boyfriend at home that Frank was talking on the phone to? Was that,
That was Byron.
Yeah. That was me.
And
that
saying that you needed to be appreciated. And
First time they talked, Frank was like, I love you, girl.
And I was like, oh, thanks, buddy. I do, too.
That's when he was posing to be straight, right?
I think a part of Frank still definitely enjoys vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question,
Frank,
you guys.
Go.
Either way, if it's a vagina or a butthole, he's still an asshole. So.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. Emily, anything else?
Well, just wait. First, I have a question for you guys. One of our categories here is mentioning your real job or trying to justify that you have a life outside of the challenges.
No.
Do we give some points for Robin for talking about her child and being a mother?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay, so
if people get points for mentioning a boyfriend.
Yep. Okay, well, you get minus points for mentioning you have a boyfriend. But, so we're going to give Robin 10 points extra.
Yeah, definitely.
So Team Roxy is now at 80.
Do you get minus points for having a meltdown about your kids back home? Or?
Didn't.
Well, she got crying points. So I think it's kind of...
Yeah, I was going to say, I was kind of on the fence on that one.
She got crying points and meltdown crying. So
I think she should get both.
Yeah,
having a baby is a very big deal.
I gave her crying points and we're giving her the...
Give her points for labor, at least.
All right, what do you guys... I think we got to go to predictions because of the time.
Yeah, go to predictions. Steamer, our DVR cut off some of the... some of the next week. So tell us what's happening next week.
Apparently, Camilla goes crazy. She throws a chair and she starts screaming at somebody. They tease that it might be like Johnny, but who knows what it is.
Sorry, Steamer, can you repeat that? Our little predictions music went over
you.
Stepped on you. So repeat that.
One of these days, we'll get that right.
Yeah.
They showed Camilla throwing a chair and just going crazy.
Wow.
She's screaming at somebody that she'll kill him.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming it might be Johnny, but it could just be the way it was edited.
I don't think it's Johnny.
I don't think it's Johnny.
Thing.
And I have Camilla on my team. Yeah. Anyways, so we don't know who she's fighting with.
But none of us seem to think it's Johnny. I don't think so.
Yeah.
They got a good thing going.
But they did show Emily say anytime you can get Johnny and Camilla to break apart or something along those lines is a good thing for her. So she's teasing something happens between those two.
Or maybe
so we'll have to find out next week.
Rachel. For saying that.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Huh? For
that,
the drama in this episode with
between
Rachel throwing
Rachel.
Mark
yeah.
under the bus. Maybe it's Rachel.
Well, and I don't think I think Rachel's not that dumb. I think she knows what she was doing.
Oh, she's
probably
not
planted
dumb.
The seed to try and break up Johnny and Mark's friendship. Mm-hmm. And she's like, look, Mark, you're either on Team Johnny or you're on Team me.
Huh, that's interesting. That's an interesting theory. But is Johnny and Camilla, could it be a strategy? Is Emily saying, okay, we are going to try to break up Johnny and Camilla, and then Camilla screaming is kind of a teaser? Like, it could be two totally different
conversations.
I think
so, yeah.
And they are just trying to do it, and it doesn't really work.
That's a great.
Would you think that?
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. That's the great thing about production, too. You never know.
Camilla gets a lot of crap from people for kind of being on Johnny's side, and it's happened in previous seasons. People kind of go at her because they have issues with Johnny. Mm-hmm. So maybe something like that happened.
Steamer, what do you think?
Here's what my DVR says as the preview for it. A jealous Camilla goes on a drunken rampage. The relationship between Paul and Todd heats up. Abram and Cara Maria continue to struggle with their undefined relationship. So
it's a relationship episode, finally.
Okay,
some boning, maybe?
So Johnny hooks up with somebody else.
Just give us what we want to see.
and which means I'll get extra points, because if you hook up with somebody who isn't your partner...
That's going to be big points, right?
Big bucks.
I'm going to have such a good night.
I want to see Paula and Ty.
I just want to see that biracial.
That's like
chocolate vanilla.
The weirdest. It was like how she had. Do you guys? It was.
No thing or two about chocolate.
In Rivals, she like had a weird thing with Mike. It was like so weird. She always has the weirdest relationships, like flings.
What a surprise.
Paula,
they're a bunch of crazies. That's why we love them. Paula Walnuts, baby.
Paula's my favorite.
Yeah, no, really. Paula's come
best.
A long way. Another
after,
one who's really grown a lot.
She was so anorexically insecure on Key West, and she is.
Steam, what were you going to say about her?
How many hookups has she had now?
Like, oh, please.
Is that double digits? I think it's approaching that, at least.
Steve, you know what she probably just needed? She just needed a ring. just needed to finally win like she did last time. Maybe that's all she needed.
Oh, my God.
But she's settled down a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Settled down a
she's
lot.
She's looking good, too. I thought she looked really good. Pretty.
All right. How do we find all you guys?
At M. Harbert, EMHARBERT.
Okay. And... what about you, Alex Govere?
I'm at Alex Govere, GOVERE. And you can
Byron.
Find links to everything else there.
Ooh. Well, you can find me on Twitter at GoodByron, or you can reach me on YouTube over at Byron Bartlett. It's just a channel name. And that's about it. Got some exciting stuff coming from the future.
Steamer, what about you?
At the steamer,
baby. At Undergaro for me.
By the way, you're not following my new Twitter account.
Oh,
you're not following me on Twitter either.
So. All right, I'm in.
Oh, you're getting called out.
All right, all these meetings,
can someone set me up? Set me up.
Thank you for joining us. Please come back next week.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
From AfterBuzz.
Take her easy.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.